Yo. So I've been up for like half hour. I don't know. I woke up and saw the news about the shooting, so I just been like scrolling, looking for information and answers. And it's always weird when there's a mass shooting that day. I feel like it's a weird day. I kind of feel like tweeting jokes. I also don't feel like if people are tweeting about gun control, which I'm all for, but I don't feel like getting into arguments. I want to. What am I supposed to say? I just retweeted Obama. I don't say, praying for, because I'm not really praying. Sometimes I'll say praying to somebody that I know will appreciate, like someone's like, oh, my uncle's in the hospital. I'll be like, I'll pray for him if I feel like that's something they want to hear. But I feel kind of bad because I'm like, I'm not going to pray for them. So I'm not going to say I'm praying for victims. It's because I'm not, I don't pray. I know, I don't know what, and I don't even know what you pray for in that. In anything. Hey, God, do the thing I want. Because, well, I don't really believe in God at the moment. I'm hoping that you die and something happens, but I don't believe in like God. Not to get into that. What's the point of that conversation? What do you? So, I mean, what? It doesn't even feel like I should be doing the news. It doesn't feel like I should be doing anything. What am I? What do you do on a day like today? You open up the phones, but I don't have the ability to do that right now. Take calls. Where you can say what you feel, but you could just say it out loud, aloud to me now to your phone, and then I'll just make no. That's very interesting. Well, thank you for your thoughts, and then it'll be like a meaningful exchange, or you can email them to me. I'll read them. But yeah, I think I saw this. The gun the guy had is illegal, but I don't know. There seems to be a lot of illegal guns because of all the legal guns, and that's the issue. Like, there's not a factory that makes illegal guns. In a factory that makes legal guns, but I don't want to say get rid of fucking guns, but everybody gets so fucking pissy and crazy about it that it's just like fine and keep it. I guess I'll look at the news, but let's just keep it. I'm gonna keep this short. This it's a weird day, but let's see what else is going on. Besides that, couple admits to stealing $1.2 million from Amazon. Well, that's interesting. A Muncie couple have finally admitted to stealing more than $1.2 million in merchandise from online retail giant Amazon. In re recently, was put guilty to mail fraud and money laundering. Oh, sorry about the air conditioner. But how'd they do it? That's all I want to know. They purchased hundreds of electronic items from Amazon under hundreds of false online identities and routinely contacted Amazon to return the items they received, including GoPro digital cameras, Microsoft Xbox, were damaged or not working, and requested and receive replacements at no charge. Well, now they're ruining that for everybody. So they are pretty good, because I've had a lot of Amazon stuff stolen, and if you just say it got stolen, they're pretty chill about it. But it's also like weird stuff to report stolen. I think if an Xbox gets reported stolen, maybe you investigate more. When it's like my coffee got stolen, yeah, maybe you're not pulling a scam. 1.2, they got busted though. They got greedy. Yeah, they probably could have done made off with like half that. Highest ever number of STDs recorded in U.S. last year. Watch out there, kids. A lot of STDs. That's use a condom. I know a lot of people, they say it's not cool, but it's cool. You know it's not cool? Syphilis. There were 2 million cases overall. There was 1.6 million cases were chlamydia, and nearly half of these diagnoses were young women. Syphilis rates grew about 18% from 2015 to 2016. So that's something we can all get behind, right? Safe sex. Well, not everybody. There's some religions where they don't want you to use a condom. But that's the Catholics, and they don't listen to that rule. There might be other ones too, but everybody out there, stay safe. Don't get no STDs, and don't go giving them away. You know, maybe you got something you're not sure about, you don't know about. So many times you can be a carrier. All right, that's it for today. Sorry it's short, but give money to Puerto Rico. And say a prayer for people if that's something you do. And if you don't, me neither. It's all good. See you tomorrow. We love you.